In 45, I went back up to make arrangements to start up again. The Army had taken all our equipment at the start of the war, and for the Alcan Highway, we lost all our caps and welders and supplies. And so we had to start all over again. Of course, prices had gone up, and a cap that we had before the war was a few thousand dollars compared to what we had to pay after the war, so it was really made a little rough. But I don't know where to go on from here.
Well, when you speak of after the war, this would be the time of 1946, mm-hmm. and your crew was depleted numbers-wise because of the diesel boilers that you had put on the dredge. Is this right?
Well, we didn't put diesel boilers on. We put diesel engines, big Caterpillar engines.
Oh, that's right.
And removed the wood-burning steam engines. And it required some less men. We didn't need the shoremen, and we no longer dug dead men down to anchor our bow lines to. We used heavy go devils piled with rock. They were so heavy that the dredge wouldn't pull them, and all we had to do was to move ahead. We just took the cap and pull these sleighs forward. It worked out very well, and it cut people like Bill Griff out of a job.
He
used to dig those holes.
True.